seek him here, they seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven? Is he in hell? That damn confusing. Pimpernel.
Presenting Marius Goring, star of the motion picture Red Shoes, as Baron Adorbsky's immortal character, the Scarlet Pimpernel.
The Adventures of the Scarlet Pimpernel, starring Marius Goring as Sir Percy Blakeney.
During one of our short respites in England, I had the misfortune to break a leg in the hunting field. The accident could scarcely have been more mistimed. For a while, anyway, it seemed the burden of our work must rest on the strong shoulders of Tony Dewhurst.
Blakeney, for heaven's sake, stop worrying. You're like a crotchety old colonel with gout.
It isn't fair. What have I done to deserve it?
Oh, of all things, a broken leg.
Oh, it's safe, Blakeney, exacting a small penalty for 101 times you flaunted your neck and face.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Pass me those letters. They're from the Foreign Secretary.
Okay.
Dear old fellow, bless his heart, still keeping up the pretense he doesn't know who I am. Listen, my dear Blakeney, I thought you might be interested in the enclosed letters our mutual friend Lord Corfort writes me.
Uh-huh.
I am addressing you in the faint hope that the exacting demands on your time will allow you for a few moments to reflect upon the plight of my daughter Caroline and her companion Theresa James, neither of whom have I received a word since they went to Spain nearly a year ago. Caroline is inevitable with a headstrong and willful child, and whilst both her mother and I counsel her on the dangers of sending herself in Europe during these troublesome times, we fear she may have crossed to France just before Spain entered the war. Recently we have received rumors confirming our belief, and I am now convinced that both Caroline and Theresa are somewhere in France and in grave danger. You remember Caroline, dear?
Caroline Corfort?
Oh, yes, a horrible shock. Hot, nasty dispositions and a strong addiction to lemonade.
And that was when she was 12. When I last saw her, she was 20. No spot. A lovely young girl.
Mm.
But the addiction to lemonade has changed to an enormous capacity for alcohol. Poor old Calthorpe. She led him a terrible dance. He seems to have sent a second letter to the Foreign Secretary. Mm. Since I last wrote, I've heard from a reliable source that Caroline married a colonel in the French army. She's desperately unhappy, and my informant tells me that her action was motivated as a measure to save the lives of herself and that's her companion, Theresa James.
Uh-huh.
At the moment, she is living at her husband's quarters near Dijon. I beg of you...
Well, I suppose the Foreign Secretary wants you to help, eh?
Well, I suppose so.
Do you think she's worth it?
He knows that Calthorpe is an old friend of mine.
Well, you can't go yourself.
Oh, don't be upset.
It's a pity about your leg, but there you are. Broken, and it won't mend tomorrow. You must let me go.
No. Positively no. Inevitably, Tony went. With two others, I believe, Harding and Burns. And for 3 months, whilst that wretched leg of mine was mending, I waited in vain for news of them. One evening in late December, I was reading in my study.
A person wishing to see you, sir.
What name?
He says his name and business are for your ears alone, sir.
I'll tell him to come in. I found myself staring at a man whom I judged to be still on the careful side of 40, yet upon whose face was stamped the suffering of a lifetime greater than his own. His appearance was wildly disheveled, in the desperate time.
Your friend has fallen into the hands of Silverhand.
Where is he held? Speak out.
At the Chateau Bleu in Dijon.
How do you know this?
My check was present when he was taken. Oh, it didn't like to do exist to help him, but his misfortune reminded me of a debt. A debt I've longed to repay for 6 years.
Well?
6 years ago, you were instrumental in rescuing my wife and children from the clutches of hope.
Yeah.
You must remember him, sir. There have been so many.
Go on.
With your help, they would have died in the back.
They are alive and well.
Thanks to you, sir. But now, my greatest desire is that you will confer upon me the honor of helping you and your boy comrades.
You seem to have done a great deal already. What are the others, Hardy and Burns? Any news of them?
Saw them before I left in Dijon and await your arrival.
Out of damn 10 days. Meanwhile, my house is at your disposal.
Oh, can't I go with you?
My dear fellow, you have scarcely fit to travel. Consider your debt repaid, please. Stay here and rest. The remainder of the league were engaged on service in various parts of Europe, so I traveled alone. The following week, I reached Calais in the guise of a fisherman. The files had given me the name and address of a friend who was expecting me. He was a trawler skipper. I called at his house late one night. Jacques Vernel?
Who are you?
From the Vals.
Come inside. I've been expecting you. You can speak freely, monsieur. This old lady is my mother. She is quite deaf, and this young lady...
How do you do?
It was the girl to whom Lord Calthorpe referred in his letter. Teresa James, his daughter's companion. She was about 25 and quite lovely.
I'm a friend of Hardy's. He wants to meet you here, but I persuaded him to remain in Dijon.
Why?
Well, I can travel without difficulty. I have a position as governess to a French military family.
You have news of Tony Duhesch?
It is rumored that Chauvelin intends to execute him in the next 2 days.
Why has he not done so before?
Chauvelin has been reckoning on a double execution. For weeks he has been trying to persuade your friend to lure you into a trap.
He doesn't know Tony. What has become of Lady Caroline?
Poor Caroline, I'm afraid.
Well?
She died a month ago.
I see. What about yourself? Do you wish to leave France?
If that is possible. But first to yourself. A platoon of soldiers is billeted close to the chateau at Dijon. Tomorrow at midday there will be a new recruit from Marseille. And if you were to prevent his arrival and take his place, you could perhaps gain access to the chateau.
This recruit, will he be traveling alone?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Along the road from Marseille? Well, that far distant enough. He reached the outskirts of Dijon with scarcely an instant to relieve the monotony of the journey. Light was again descending over the countryside when I stopped the coach.
Have you room for one night, Mr. Citizen?
You know, they're recorded. I've 20 soldiers billeted on me.
How the devil they are, too.
Oh, so it seems.
Now, let me see.
Only a mattress, I'm afraid, but better than nothing, eh? How is it? Is it better than the dungeons of Chateau Bleu, for example?
An improvement, I'm sure. I hear Citizen Chauvelin has captured one of the Sentinel's men. Is it true?
I believe it is, Citizen. Between ourselves, the execution takes place sometimes this week. Some of the good fellows here have the pleasure of forming a firing squad.
Oh, soldiers have all the fun.
The sailor.
I followed him across the room until we arrived at a curtain recess. Inside was a door. It was locked. I stepped across the threshold, and behind me the door closed abruptly. I was in pitch darkness, except for a pencil of moonlight that pierced the shuttered window. Close at hand, I could hear someone breathing. Who's there?
Forgive the elaborate precautions, Fletcher.
Luckily, my heart doesn't trouble me. Good to see you, if I could see you.
I'll get accustomed to the light.
Where's Burns?
Outside in the yard. We kept watching you until you arrived, but we cannot call out too many intelligence about it. Burns identified you as the landlord.
You knew I was coming here?
Yes, the girl Teresa arranged it with us before she left Dijon.
What about this landlord? Why do you trust him?
Greed, Fletcher. Application of one of your own philosophies. Always trust a greedy man if you can satisfy his greed. Well, for the moment, he's satisfied.
And since he's aided us once the money, he'll defray himself by defraying us, if the money runs up.
Any news of Tony?
Well, if he's alive, that's all we've been able to find out. I think Chauvelin has delayed the execution in the hope of using him as bait for you.
So there's still time. I wish I knew how much.
You have a plan?
Yes. It will involve only myself. My intention was to adopt the idea suggested by Teresa. If all went well, it would result in my inclusion among the firing squad detailed for Tony's execution. The irony of the situation would hardly fail to amuse Tony. Precisely what I should do then would depend upon whether I could pass a message for Tony. Meanwhile, I instructed Harding to return to England with Burns. We met the following morning on the fringe of a wood close by the road to Marseille.
Blakeney, you can't ask us to leave you here on your own.
I'm not asking you, Harding. I'm ordering you.
It's not right. Suppose your plan fails.
If it fails, my dear Burns, Chauvelin will have the satisfaction of reducing the league by 2, but not by 4. Now, off with you. Good luck.
Good luck to you, Blakeney.
I watched them out of sight. I moved to some high ground, commanding a good view of the road, and waited. The faint tap of a horse's hoofs warned me of the new recruit's arrival. Presently, he came into view, and I moved down to the road. He was wearing a corporal's stripe. I was in luck. It meant in all probability he would be in charge of the firing squad.
Citizen, the corporal?
Yeah!
What is it, citizen? I have lost my way. Can you help me?
Where do you want to go?
Oh, it's a small village. The name escaped me. It's marked on this piece of paper, but my eyesight is so bad. But perhaps you would look at it for me.
Yeah. Oh! Here, hold my horse, citizen, while I dismount. Now, you keep the horse still while I...
Corporal Dinard reporting for duty, Sergeant.
Good. We have need of you, Corporal. Not enough NCOs in this company. Discipline's gone by the board. Too many raw recruits on our fence.
Sergeant Lyon?
Citizen Chauvelin, at your service.
Huh? Who is this man?
Corporal Dinard, citizen. A new recruit for A Company.
Ah, Corporal Dinard. At your service, citizen Chauvelin.
Guard! Arrest him! He is no more a corporal in the French army than I am. He is the Pimpernel.
In a moment, Marius Goring returns as the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Guarantee a very happy reunion, but at least you will see each other before you face the firing squad.
Most considerate of you, Mr. Chauvelin. You've taken elaborate measures to trap me this time, haven't you?
In tribute to your genius, monsieur, I knew you'd come as long as I kept your friend alive, but I confess I was at a loss to know how to recognize you. But it will teach you, Monsieur Pimpernel, never to trust a woman, especially one who owes her allegiance to France.
France, the woman you know as Teresa James is now married to one of my staff officers.
surprise, monsieur? Doubtless you will be pleased to know they are very happy together. Take him away.
What a delightful surprise for them. How much time have they got to get on each other's nerves?
They'll die tomorrow. Until dawn, they'll be able to talk about all his hands. He will live the rat, give them any feet. All right, my Scarlet Pimpernel. Inside.
Hello, Jenny.
I wish I had time. I'm glad to see you.
You're rather unkind, I must say.
Brute, he's rat. Yeah, I saw the one you just kicked, Chauvelin. He knows his name, too.
He's throwing me to rat. He's even got two-legged Chauvelin.
Oh, then I said I have an idiot for them.
Tell me what an idiot I've been. I've allowed myself to be a fool from the very beginning. First by that Frenchman Lafarge who came to me in London with news of your arrest. And then by that traitorous Serena.
Yes, you can imagine how I felt. They planned the whole thing and then told me how they were going to trap you. Every move you made after leaving Dieppe, they reported back to me. I've been literally watching the net closing around you. They were so sure. Thanks for that.
Jezebel. She told me Caroline was dead.
Oh, she isn't dead. Well, she's here in this cursed chateau.
A prisoner?
No, no, no. Both the girls married French officers. Rosa Lieutenant and Caroline. She did better for herself. She hooked her Lieutenant Colonel. He's the governor of the prison.
So Caroline is a traitress, too. All we need now is a visit from her.
I hear the jailer talking about her sometimes. She's a hellcat, by all accounts. Spends most of her time at the bottle. I shouldn't imagine she even knows we're here.
But Jenny was wrong. 3 hours must have crawled by. I was half asleep.
Oh,
Miss Citizen Chauvelin,
it's permitted to see the prisoners, madame. We gave the order
instantly. By what right did you dare to question the governor's wife? Open this door, or I'll have the answer, you ill man of peace.
Oh, Miss, surely
it's
Caroline.
Do you obey, or do I report you to my husband for insulting me? Well, the Scarlet Pimpernel at home. It's a little different from a soft English drawing room, eh?
A little, but it has its compensation.
Really? Such as?
Rats are not treacherous, and they are sober.
Zilla, come here. Why are these men not in chains?
They're wearing no orders to chain them.
They are my orders. Do so at once.
Very well. I hope this does not get to the ears of Citizen Chauvelin.
Did you say hellcat? It's an understatement.
Why does she hate us like that?
She's raving mad.
I heard that. Mad, you say. I'll show you who's mad. Have you finished, Zella?
Yeah, secure.
Wait for me outside.
But she just...
I'll stay outside. Get out.
What devil is she planning now?
I'm sorry about the chain, Percy. Without them, you'd never have left us alone.
Are you...
Usually I am drunk. Tonight, once I managed to be sober. Now listen carefully. To Rosa's husband is in charge of your execution squad.
An excellent choice. He'll make sure there are no mistakes. No, no, no. On the contrary, he's a good man. He merely did what he was twice. He feels dishonest. It was easier for me to persuade him, but I succeeded in the end. It's a desperate chance, but it's your only chance. We stood with our backs to the wall, facing the firing squad. They were standing at ease. A few yards to our left, Chauvelin was chatting to a group of officers. 30 yards away, the death cart that was to carry us to the burial ground stood etched against the sky. To our right, the young lieutenant in charge waited tensely. The sergeant came towards him to make his report. The seconds crawled.
All right, I'm
Ready, Jerry?
Ready. But I feel better if our hands weren't bound.
Now, wait 1 second after the blanks are discharged, then fall flat on your face.
Oh, here's hoping they really are blacks. I wonder if we really can trust Caroline.
Little to know who one can trust. But I think Caroline's all right. Unless she started drinking again.
Push your ships. Goodbye.
Yes, I'm sure, Blanc.
Well, Jimbamel,
this, I'm afraid, is adieu.
Why don't you get it over, Monsieur Chauvelin, and gloat afterwards?
Don't tell me the Scarlet Pimpernel is afraid.
Shall we say, impatient?
Ah, well, it had to end this way, Monsieur. But before it ends, will you not tell me your name?
Monsieur, that is one favor I will not grant you.
Carry on, Sergeant. His name?
Cross to examine. And we could hear him reporting to Chauvelin of the execution being duly performed. We listened to the rumbling wheels of the death cart that was to carry us to freedom. At least, we hope.
Take them to the burial ground and wait.
Wait. For how long?
Until I have spoken to the lieutenant.
Oh, can't we get on with the burial?
As soon as I give it all.
Nothing but red tape these days. I suppose you've got to look up an army who...
What did I tell you?
Oh, all right. Well, hurry up.
Great, Doug. All you got to do is to put them in. Then perhaps you won't mind if we have some breakfast.
I don't suppose the task will affect your appetite.
I'll tell you after we're buried.
Are these crazy guys part of the class?
I wish I knew.
You're company now. Suffering a little from claustrophobia.
I knew a man who buried himself for a wager. He's under 6 feet of earth for 20 minutes.
And he's here when they dug him out.
Dead.
Oh.
I hope you're working on those cords.
That quaint note of reassurance. I'm working harder than ever. I can't budge them at all. Coming into my wrist.
They were made to last a lifetime. The cord binding us stood between us and freedom. If we couldn't get them loose by the time we reached the burial ground, our last hope was invested in the possibility of assistance from the grave diggers.
Any luck, Blackie?
Not a hope.
Ah, here's the sergeant at last.
Hey, sergeant! Do we bury them or don't we?
Oh, you are a fool. You don't bury them. Good job you went.
Oh, something went wrong.
Mr. French Overland decided to exhibit their heads to the public. They have to be decapitated immediately.
Well, you don't catch me doing it on an empty stomach.
No one asked you to. But I suppose there's no lack of volunteers for the job.
I can see someone approaching now.
Well, who is it?
The local butcher.
Why not?
Whoever it does it, you'll need an axe and a strong arm to wield it. Get the bodies out of the cart and lay them on the grass.
You first, Sergeant.
Come on, man! It's time. Get them, little man. Hurry!
Good work, man.
You'll find that's better for the circulation.
Get out of it, Dick.
Hurry. Pull up when you reach the woods. We have to run for it.
Right. Hold tight.
Faster, Hardy. We'll never make it.
The woods are at the end of the lane. Only another 200 yards.
They're turning.
Sit down. Who's that maniac running into the road?
Well, he is. He's on our side.
He's returning that fire.
All right, then, sir. Yes, thanks for the maniac.
He's finished, poor devil. They've got him now.
Whoa.
Run for it, lads.
As the Scarlet Pimpernel. Now, Marius Goring as the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Port within the hour.
Yes?
Oh, you don't seem very pleased.
I was thinking.
So was I. Clean sheet. Off dead in a whole week of sickness.
I was thinking of poor Caroline. The one person in France who knows my true identity. And I was thinking of the little man who held up Chauvelin's guard to enable us to reach the woods.
I wonder who he was.
I talked to the skipper today, Kenny. Mm-hmm. He was telling me about a little Frenchman he brought over to France on his last trip. A man whom I was fool enough to think a traitor. That Frenchman sang our praises from the moment he stepped on board to the time he went ashore. He talked to the deputy odor. Somehow he was determined to repay it in his own way. His name was Defarge.
Scarlet Pimpernel, starring Marius Goring, is produced by Harry Allen Todd.